Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everybody, let's hang tight and look for landing radar.
Flight guidance.
No guidance.
We'll need that landing radar by 18,000 with this soundtrack.
Roger.
On the pings.
Roger, I copy guidance.
Okay,
we got data back.
Radar flight looks good.
Roger.
2,000 feet.
Roger. 2,000 foot del H. I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you have for LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling fine.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go to continue. PDI.
Coming to you live from the ghost-filled Sierra Nevada gold country in Shingle Springs, California, this is your host, John Almada.
You can tell I haven't been on in a couple of weeks. So I go to play a couple of things, and my normal routine is a little off. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and get back into our normal routine, play our usual spot for coming in. Here is our little ghost theme we always play. Happened, and then yours truly got hit with the H1N1 virus. Let me tell you, it's no fun. I'm still kind of coming out of it. It's not an experience I would recommend to anybody. And I was on ordered quarantine, so I went ahead and stayed put. And last Friday, I was not able to even speak. My voice turned into a squeak, and I was just not in any shape to do the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum broadcast, and I tried a couple of times to rush things along, and that didn't work out. So I really have a lot of recommendation for anybody who does think they have the flu right now. Some things I learned along the way, 99% of all the flu activity going on right now as we speak is H1N1. So if you suspect you have it, call your physician immediately. Generally, they won't want to see you. They're going to put you in isolation and keep you away from everybody. And that's exactly what happened to me. And my mother had the same thing happen, dropped the day after I did. So it was her and me going across property, taking care of each other and of my father. So anyway, I'm here, and I may cough a little bit during the show, but tonight we have Alejandro Rosas, who is Rojas of Open Minds Radio, is going to be our guest tonight. As I said, I'm coughing. And he is the ex-MUFON Director of Public Education, Director of the New Thought Forum, and proprietor of the UFOThinkTank.com group, director of the Metaphysical Studies Group, a meditation facilitator, and a Reiki master. Now, he agreed to be on the show tonight. I have not heard back from him, so there's a good chance that perhaps he might be a no-show. So we're hoping that he will call in. I did send an email to him, and hope he will be on at 8:30 sharp. For those of you who want to dial in tonight and talk with him, the number is 646-478-0377. And we're going to be talking a bit about some things that have happened during the time I was off. For one, while I was down sick, I got in the mail my EM pump. I actually purchased one of these from digitaldowsing.com. So we're going to be doing a little experiment during the show. We had something happen this morning. I came into the studio this morning and ran some systems checkouts prior to the show. So about 8 hours ago, I was sitting here at the desk and was running some audio checks, checking my voice out to see how I was going to do. And I was sitting there and I heard two distinct knocks on the wall immediately in front of me. And as that happened, my whole body began getting chilled. And I looked and I saw for the first time I've ever had happen in all my paranormal experience, every hair on my body was standing straight out, and I got the feeling that there was somebody in the room with me. So we know we have ghosts on the property. I've had many experiences with them, not like right up to me, but close enough. But this was a little bit different. It was definitely that ice-cold chill that just came in the room. It was relatively warm. So what I decided to do was to try an experiment. So we're going to turn on the EM pump right now during the show. I'm going to set that away from the computer so I don't want them to knock things down. So to my immediate left is one of my stereo systems. I'm going to set it right on top. And we're going to see if anything happens during the show. And what this thing does, it's kind of neat. It's got a cycling mode where it will cycle up a colored light, and I've also verified this with an EMF meter. It will send different frequencies of EM noise, and you'll actually see that on an EMF meter. So it's proof that it's working. So we're going to see if maybe I can attract a little attention from the local entities around here who might want to join into the show or drop in, who knows. So if I react surprised at something, you'll know what's happening. So we've gone ahead and kicked the EM pump on, and that'll be a regular part of our investigation. As a matter of fact, we're going to be using that up at Lake Tahoe, near actually Reno here towards the end of the month, October 30th, we're going to be ending up at Truckee. Do an investigation up there. Some of me and my team are going to join a group that's going to have a Halloween party going that night. So we're going to be probably taking this with us. I'm really excited to have it. Another thing that's come in, just shortly after that, I had ordered from BG Micro. Interesting outfit, and they sell a geophone, and it turns out this is the exact circuit and sensor unit that PAPS uses in their version of this they have that they've shown on the show several times, and I've seen it in person. They have a really fancy engraved metal plate on theirs, and it's got all sorts of the TAPS logo and the usual skull and crossbone stuff they do. But exactly the same circuit. I've got exactly the same sensor here. I'm going to go ahead and construct this weekend. And one of the things I'm finding in my research about geophones was that there's some real criticism as to using them to detect, quote, paranormal activity. And for those of you listening to this show or to the archive show, I'm going to challenge you back who maybe do see these devices as it's seen on TV and then you rush out and buy one. I researched it and thought, well, if it's not good for detecting ghosts and whatever we have out there, it's just as good for picking up people coming up on an investigation. So take the inverse approach with these things. If something isn't going to be useful as an investigative instrument, it could be a good alarm for seeing if somebody has contaminated a evidence scene that maybe you're setting your gear up. It could be used for a whole variety of things. So I'm going to go ahead and construct this, and we'll. I've done an article on the website on Ghost Rider Investigations website about some of this and some of my conclusions and thoughts on the subject. But I'll go ahead and detail what we've got going on with that, and in a future episode. So we should be able to get that built in a really short time, because all there is to connect is a few wires, and it's an extremely simple build from what I can tell here. So they included a power supply and an already assembled circuit board, minimal instructions, and off I go. I'll have a fully functioning geophone, an earthquake detector of my own. And who knows, maybe I'll catch footfalls of spirits, or maybe I'll pick up somebody coming up on our investigations or something. So we'll give that a shot. As we always do here on the show, we're going to do the paranormal news. And this is from the Daily Record in the United Kingdom. And this headline here is Paranormal Investigator Reveals 25 Years of Mysteries. This is from September 28th by Mark McGivern. A paranormal investigator yesterday revealed tales of aliens, ghosts, and big cats. And Lionel Fanthorpe has spent 25 years on his own X-Files probe, dealing with hundreds of cases. He revealed alien sightings were the most common and has probed 109 separate reports. A handful were from Scotland, including several sightings by police officers. Two cops spotted a 100-foot oval in the sky above Fidlaw Hills near Dundee in 1993. Other officers saw slow-moving objects hovering over Galton, Ayrshire, the same year. Closed back in 1986, that's an interesting term. I guess this is an English way of saying things. Two constables saw a flying clothes pole in Armadale, West Lothian, and they spotted it from a mile away, even though they said it was just 6 inches wide and 3 feet long. Cast some doubt on the sighting. In 1988, at Bordeaux, near Kemp, Belltown, several members of the public and two police officers saw three of four stationary objects in the sky. There was another sighting that year when cops watched static lights hovering in the Pentland Hills near Crammond, Edinburgh. Fanthorpe, 75, of Cardiff, has also dealt with 50 reports of ghosts, including seven specters of policemen and one phantom monk. And 21 people came forward claiming to have spotted a werewolf. Meanwhile, here it is, a full moon on the first week of October, and we're talking about werewolves. Meanwhile, 17 motorists claimed to have had paranormal encounters on the road. One even picked up a ghostly hitchhiker, while several reported spotting a ghost girl on the Haderton Bypass in Surrey. Fanthorpe also looked at the poltergeist, crop circles, and scary noises. His research was published online yesterday. And for those of you interested in the URL, it's www.lionel-fanthorpe.com. That's lionel-fanthorpe.com. So give that a look. Interesting fellow, got some interesting things to say. I threw this in because of the UFO connection. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Let's see who's in the chat room. We've got Karen Stream. Wow, where is everyone? good to see you, Karen. I appreciate you being in. It's been quiet tonight. I think that there may be a case where we have a lot of sick people. And all I know is in my immediate area, a lot of folks are down sick, and people are just not getting into being online. I know I was not capable of doing it. I was hard-pressed to even watch TV. So let me tell you, we'll take all the listeners we could get right now. So thank you for being here. Anyway, we're going to move into the Herald Bulletin. This is from October 2nd today. Heather Bremer, on the hunt for ghosts, ghoulies, and good TV. Somehow summer swept by us with little fanfare, and dumping us into a chilly October. But October just isn't about the hints of winter the month brings. It also delivers ghosts, goblins, and ghoulies. Halloween reminds us that there are things out there that we can't explain. And when something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Not the Ghostbusters, but Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd have better things to do. I think they're mean. Dial up Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. And this article just goes on to talk about everything to do with TAPS. She goes into season 4 and 5. Season 4 is episode 7, which finds the team at Mount Washington Resort in New Hampshire, where an EVP recording in the Princess Room reveals a ghostly conversation. As Hawes and Wilson ask if the former guest at the hotel is there, a voice on the recording answers, "Of course I'm here. Where are you?" Probably the best audio evidence of paranormal ever recorded. Well, I don't know about that. I've run into some great folks out there who are not all that famous and who've done some really great EVP work that competes just as well with TAPS. So not that I'm against TAPS, because I think they're great, but a lot of folks out there doing some really amazing work out there. And hi, Karen. You changed your name. Karen's dream. I could tell it could have been a Karen. Just by that name. Oh, excuse me. I'm still getting over this, and it hurts to cough. And season 5 has caught some pretty compelling video evidence. In this episode titled Judgment Day, the team is called in to investigate the Union County Courthouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Employees of and visitors to the courthouse claim to have seen the ghost of Hannah Caldwell, the first woman killed in the American Revolution, wandering the halls and gazing at a portrait of her radical husband, the Reverend James Caldwell. Video from the records room appears to have captured a female apparition walking towards the camera and then walking directly through a wall. Even Hawes and Wilson, with 20-plus years of ghost hunting under their belts, were shocked by the footage. Believe it or not, ghost hunters are checking out on sci-fi. It makes you feel better or worse about the things that go bump in the night. And I'll tell you what, it's because of them, Heather, it's because of them that I'm in this business myself. So we all have a lot to thank TAPS for. And I did write an article about what I saw on TAPS going on with a lot of folks that have a lot to say about them. There's some different websites out there, which I won't name, that do take a lot of pot shots at TAPS and Ghost Hunters International and say a lot of things about potential fakery and things like that. And I talked with TAPS folks off and on over the last year, and they always come back with, if we ever got caught doing that, it would be the end of us and put a real big stain on this whole business of the paranormal. So I believe them pretty much that their motivation is not to go around faking evidence. They are willing to take a look at the evidence that they have and look at it from a skeptical view. And as they always say, when in doubt, throw it out. So I think what happens is there's a lot of folks who are working hard in this business and maybe do not get the recognition and perhaps that they think they deserve. And who knows, maybe they do. But they're not going to compete against a show with that kind of reach and just sheer draw power. So, I'll leave you the conclusion as to where some of these feelings may come from. But from this camp, TAPS has my respect. And I've met four of their folks now in person, shaking hands with them and talking with them, even hugged them here recently. And really had a great time working with them. So I give them high marks and... No, they won't be on forever. There's going to be new shows. There's actually a new show called Ghost Lab that's coming out. And I'm pretty excited to see that one because evidently there's a lot more high-tech approaches that these guys are going to use. Just a slightly different take on things. But it's good to see a fresh approach from a new team. And so we'll see how that goes. Been missing the guys from Ghost Adventures crew. I haven't seen a lot of new things out of them since that one episode where they ended up at... in England at that very haunted Rand's Inn, which you couldn't pay me enough to stay in that place. So I don't know what to think there. Now, I'm just a moment in the chat room. Sherry from Wits PR Group that I met at the Hornet invited me to join her group to investigate the Armageddon Hotel and Opera House in Nevada this month. All right. Onagosa, that's where, I wonder where Onagosa is. Can you tell me that, Ken? Oh, boy, I'm still coughing. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I am down, flat on my back for 7 days, and my boss isn't too happy with me right now, but I could not work. And believe me, anybody who has this, you have my sympathy. So I am drinking water and lots of it. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't even feel like talking to anybody. All we did was just pull up. The whole family was, terribly ill. let's see. I've got Ghostly Lore takes over Cohasset Village on October 17th. Is there something strange in your neighborhood? Well, the Ghostbusters haven't had to be called out quite yet, but Cohasset does have several historical sites with ghost stories attached. On October 17th, the Cohasset Historical Society is putting on an event to highlight all the alleged ghostly haunts of Cohasset. Now, I'm not sure where this is at. This is in... I'm not sure, but it's... I have to figure that out. It's always interesting when they don't put the state on. Anyway, pulling out all the stops for the day-long event, the event places the Historical Society three buildings, front and center. It includes tours of the two other historical locations, the Central Cemetery and the Town Hall. History and haunting, to some, it's the same. To some, it's different, but they're both involved in looking into the past, said Cohasset resident and event chairman Pat Martin. The Cohasset Historical Society approached Martin about the possibility of a haunted event during the scariest month of the year, October. Sometimes I think it's May. I get my activity going, but they wanted to capitalize on the paranormal interest generated in the town over the last few years. The Cohasset Town Hall generated wide attention when a paranormal group based in Enfield, Connecticut, declared the town building haunted after a week-long investigation. Martin was involved in the paranormal investigations at the Cohasset Town Hall over the past 2 years and readily admits for love of Halloween. Tickets are going to be $15 for adults, $8 for students, and there are events all day long. I'm going to jump down to the bottom here. The phone number for those interested is area code 781-283-1434. And again, I believe this is on the 17th. So if you just look for the headline, Ghostly Lore Takes Over Cohasset Village on October 17th, just Google that. And I think that you're going to be able to find that. I think this is definitely East Coast or Eastern Seaboard type of place. So that is there. And, God, Karen, it's just you and me running the whole show tonight. Yeah, I did. I'm trying to think. Oh, yes, it was fine for H1N1. Matter of fact, as I said earlier, 99% of all the flu going around right now is swine flu. And it hit me Wednesday before last, about 10 o'clock at night. I started feeling funny, and I thought, nah. And so I had a little trouble breathing, and woke up the next morning, and I had 101 temperature, and then I played the hot and cold chills, and then extremely hot and then chills. Did that game for 7 days straight, and finally got past the fever here just recently. And now I'm just a bit tired, and I can get around, but I'm not no ball of fire right now, so it is no fun. It is no fun. So if you know somebody with it, stay away from them. You do not want this. And it basically leaves you with an exquisite headache, unlike anything I think you'll have had in any time in the past. But definitely something I would not recommend for anyone. Now, we're coming up on 8:24. I'm hoping that Mr. Rojas does dial in. I have not gotten a confirmation email from him. If he does not dial in, I will take the show up through about 9 o'clock, and then we will basically end it early because I'm not going to have enough material to keep going. But I'll be able to probably chat with the chat room, and then if we can get maybe some callers to call in, who knows, we can maybe make something happen. But I'm kind of floating as to whether or not he's going to be here. He does have a show, by the way, on Blog Talk himself, Open Minds Radio. So he's done some pretty interesting subjects, and I think he's going to be a great guest if we do get him on tonight. So I'm hoping that he does pop in. I'll read his bio, and then if he doesn't make it, well, we did our best. And this recovering host is going to be just a little bit sad that we didn't get him, but we will see. My son had that about a week ago. So far, I'm good. Just take the recognition, man. You do not want this. It's so ugly. And I'm still amazed at what's happened. We're trying to keep my father from getting it because of his issues. As a matter of fact, I mean, we had him in surgery this morning. He had a mild surgery on his throat, so they had to run an expansion of his larynx. He has a scar tissue issue, and we have to go in every once a year and we do this thing. So we did that little trip this morning, and we were wearing our masks in the hospital and staying appropriately away from everybody. So it's been a medical week, a long medical week, very unparanormal until I got home and fired up the studio, like I said, and we had that strange event here in the studio. And I was sitting here, and the next thing I knew, I heard two sharp knocks right in front of me, and then everything grew cold. And I swore I could probably have seen my death if I had so chosen to. It was that powerful of a thing. And so I'm still not seeing a call. I'm going to go ahead and learn some music. And take a brief break because my voice is feeling it. And then what we'll do is go ahead and check back in and see if Mr. Rojas is going to dial in. And if not, then we'll do a video show up to 9 o'clock and just kind of talk through. And maybe Karen can throw me back some messages and questions. We could talk a little bit about Hornet because there is one thing that I think we can probably make some hay out of. And I may have a few EVPs loaded in here that we could play and just do something on the fly. So that said, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to be back in about 3 to 4 minutes, and we will see you soon.
Are there any spiritual entities who wish to speak with us here at the bookstore? If so, please go ahead and name is Teresa Loom. Name is Teresa Loom.
Man, I give you no break. I take when you I do not give you no break. Well, bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do?
Groovy from Salisbury.
Man, this is Spooksville.
GRI is filmed on location by the men and women of Ghost Rider Investigations. All cases are suspect until proven genuine through scientific analysis and testing.
Oh,
before this last year, and two of them, bless their souls, decided to take the trip to the other side. One was 25 years old, the other was 17, and we've got Biddy. She's a tiny little cat that thinks she runs the entire house. She's 15 years old, and then we have Samantha, my little black shadow. She likes to run out, and when I'm in the back part of the ranch, she runs out and jumps right at me, and I'll slam my legs really hard, and she scats off, and then she skates out sideways and has her back arched and looks at me, and it's like kind of like this, I dare you, I dare you, do something about it. And I love cats, so I played that song is Cats Can Dance, and it's kind of in Samantha's honor. I don't know about Biddy. I haven't figured out a song for her yet, but it probably has something to do with royalty. Cats are just funny that way. So, hey, I see my good buddy Kathy is here. She dropped in along with Karen, so here, kitty, kitty. So, yeah, it's good to see both of you guys. Thank you for coming in and being here. It looks like our guest tonight is a no-show. He did not get back to me, and I really just did not have it in me to do the backup show. So we're just going to do an abbreviated show up till 9 o'clock. Since the subject tonight was UFOs, maybe I'll post a question to the chat room. Let's see. In Florida? Nope, Arizona. How do you do, my John? Happy you're such a nice place. So anyway, our guest was going to be Alexander Rojas, and he is actually an exceptional individual, a MUFON Director of Public Education in the past, Director of the MUFON Forum, proprietor of UFOThinkTank.com, Director of Metaphysical Studies Group, Meditation Facilitator, and Reiki Master. Very wide-ranging set of interests, and somebody after my own heart. So I'm kind of sorry he didn't make it tonight. I'll definitely get a letter out to him and find out if something had come up in there. But since we're talking a little about some UFOs, he had in his bio here a section where he talked about, in May 2001, Stephen Greer and I got together 20 very credible witnesses to the fact that UFOs are of extraterrestrial origin and secretly are a great concern to the government. We held a well-attended press conference for the Washington Press Club. Go to www.disclosureproject.org for more information. And there's that voice going out. I found out about the groundbreaking conference late in 2001. Although I was a news hound and monitored the conventional sources, not just for UFO news, but all the latest stories, I had not heard of it. This opened up my eyes to the fact that there are subjects that the media will just not cover. Wow, let me tell you what, after a lifetime of being in the business I'm in, which is propulsion, and being around the subjects of space travel and space exploration, I can tell you personally that there's a lot of conjecture. You know, the universe is a very ancient place, and there's a lot of folks that will sit around and tell you, oh, you know, we know everything, we got everything down. Well, we can't even agree on the cosmological model for the universe, much less whether or not there's intelligent life beyond ours out there. Sometimes I wonder, given what I see in Washington these days, if there's intelligent life anywhere. But what I do know is this, that the universe is 13.7 billion years old. You know, we've been around for a period of maybe 3 million years, tops, that humanity has been on this planet. So 3 million against 13.7 billion with a B. That kind of tells you that 2 million years to get to the point where we finally go to the moon. I think that with that kind of an age going on, that some civilization out there has to have arisen that cracked the problem of space travel. And I tend to think that probably it's a lot more common than we're led to believe that based on just the discoveries that we have from our latest observations from the Hubble Space Telescope. It turns out planetary discovery now is almost a routine thing. There's well over 300 or 400 planets now that have been discovered. And I think that it's pretty clear, just, you know, after a lifetime of being in this business, that the universe is just absolutely rich with potential for life. And you know, if you take a look at our galaxy alone, and this is a very large galaxy. For a while, we thought that it was just a small, run-of-the-mill galaxy, but ours is one of the bigger ones out there. We're looking at being bigger than even the Andromeda galaxy, 2 million light years from us. And we have roughly, you know, off the top of my head, roughly 400 billion stars in this one galaxy alone. So if you take that number and then you multiply it by the billions of galaxies that are out there, you begin to become aware of the sheer magnitude and numbers that are possible for civilizations out there, similar to us, not exactly, but similar to us, and the potential for life to evolve in new and interesting ways. So I tend to think that there's a lot more strange things in this universe that we don't know about. And given the fact that we run into so much here just with paranormal, you know, it's so easy to get paranormal activity to be recorded and go out in the field and actually pick it up yourself. I think that it's go, Jim, go. Thank you. I got two cheerleaders here. I love you guys, too. But given that, I tend to think that it's pretty clear that, you know, there's a lot more going on than meets the eye, that a lot of people are going to be standing around with the egg on their face, and I think that's going to happen in the next 10 years. There will be a definite answer as to whether or not the universe has had the audacity to deliver several extraterrestrial visitors here on our shores, and to have them visit us and actually even interact with the natives, so to speak. So I just wish they could give me a cure for this H1N1 virus. But I really believe that intelligent life is out there, and I think that we're going to see some sort of an event that's going to basically prepare the human race for the possibility of even greater things. And that's just my take on it. You know, I've been in the spacecraft business all my life and been around a lot of really, really interesting people and seen an awful lot. And it just is astonishing to me that people would even make the supposition that there's not life out there. So, you know, that's just my take on it. Still no callers, so I'm just going to write him off. So again, I'm going to try to get Alexander to come on again, see what we can do there. Kathy, I wondered, I just want to ask you a question. I do believe that there are a few from, they're having a conversation. Karen and her are both going back and forth. Karen, Kathy, I was just wondering, I know are you back doing your show? So I'm just going to throw that out there. And see if she's going to let us know anything about her doings. And I'm going to take a look and see how the EM pump is doing. And just so you know, Kathy, I managed to acquire one of those very coveted EM pumps from digitaldowsing.com. And we're still waiting to see if we have anything happen here, which nothing has happened yet. Although this morning, without that, I had just stepped into the studio and we had this cold wave that literally went right across me after I heard two sharp knocks in the room with me. And I was physically here alone. And so we were, I looked on my arm and held it up, and all of my arm hairs were standing on edge. And I've never had that happen in the studio. I've had plenty of knocks and sensations of being watched, but that was the first time I'd ever had something right here, right where I'm sitting at my normal studio spot here in the outbuilding where we do our shows from. And so we're trying to attract a little attention with this EM pump and see if we get a little activity here in the studio. And so, yeah, got your own show now. Yeah, hey, what's the name of your show, Kathy? I'll go ahead and give you a little extra spot there today. Throw a little business your way. Since we've got 15 minutes left for tonight, we're going to go ahead and end it early. because my voice, even though if Alejandro had been here, I would have gone the whole distance and been pretty good just letting him talk it all out, but I'm having to carry it myself, and I can't not do it for 4 hours, you can tell. I don't know, but maybe it's anyway, you know what's funny is I've got Karen on, who was with me on the USS Hornet. We'll talk about a little something that happened there. I've been going through the evidence, and we did get quite a bit of EVP evidence from Hornet. That was the September 5th expedition I went on to Hornet, which is also my third visit there. And that was quite the investigation. We had Chip Coffee there, along with... I cannot remember her name, the lady from TAS, and the name of State Chief. Karen can remember. State for John. Yeah, right. I cannot remember. I need more than Michael Hunt. I need something to just kill this darn thing in my throat. As a matter of fact, probably a whiskey would do the trick, but I'm not much of a drinking man. Right now, I could sure use a good brew of something, a little bit of knockout power, because, I tell you, my throat is just on fire. Anyway, we were talking about Hornet, and I was really honored to have hunted with both Chip and the lady from TAPS, and my mind is just taking a walk here, so I cannot remember her name right off the bat. It'll come to me. Anyway, we went down with the gals that I was with, including my friend Karen here, and went down all liquor and honey. Yeah, I guess you're using it. Anyway, we went down to sick bay in the USS Hornet. We'd been all over the ship, and we got the bright idea to go there, and we did not sleep in there, which the first two times I'd slept in sick bay. And I was sitting there basically doing, kind of putting myself in the position of being a doctor. And I was talking to the spirits and saying, I need supplies to be able to bring to deal with this sick crewman, because the ovulus that I had with me, I have an ovulus from Digital Dowsing, was basically calling out this guy. You know, I was talking about how he was hurt, he's sick, and that he fell. And so a lot of strange things were going on, you know, with regard to this. And I decided to sit down on one of the cots, and I was just sitting there waiting, and we were talking a bit, and all of a sudden I smelled the strongest smell of kind of the old-fashioned antiseptic. I don't know if you can relate to some of this. And Karen, you were there. You remember this. There was the whole notion of that smell of, it was kind of a how do I put it? It's a very chloroseptic kind of smell, really almost sweet. And it was extremely powerful, and it came through in waves. It was the first time I've ever had antiseptic. It was that old-fashioned antiseptic. Remember when you went to the hospital or you go to the doctor when you were a kid? You know, for those of us older than 30, we remember these things. And that smell was in the room with us. And when we talked to Heidi, I can't remember if it was Heidi or her sister, one of the two was there with us, the docent. They call them the Bobsy twins. And I asked her, I said, is that normal? Is that something you picked up before? And she went, no. And she's been at this, it had a kind of an iodine kind of a smell. It was definitely a very old-fashioned. You don't smell the smell anymore. It's very, very, I haven't smelled that in years. That was the first time I had smelled it in 20, 25 years. So it was very powerful, very pronounced, and it just surrounded everybody. And once I smelled it, everybody else was smelling it. And confident that they were about to say it before I did. And that was the first time I've ever actually experienced a paranormal smell. So I'm wondering how common that is. Oh yeah, you've got Christine Streams, just get her my name again. CJChat.org/forums. Yeah, that's a matter of fact, CJChat, I'm gonna mention that while the chat room is talking here. I don't know what Christine is doing these days, Kathy, but you know, I haven't been out on CJ Chat for a while, but I know things are still bubbling along over there. CJ Chat's got a great chat room. Matter of fact, we use the same software they do for our show when we've got this chat room down, the blog talk chat room. We just switched to our backup, and we have the same software you guys have over there. But not sure what you guys are going on about, but if you're into EVPs, I'll make a recommendation. Go out and see cjchat.org. They got a lot of really neat folks out there, and hit the forum, cjchat.org/forums. Go out there and share some of your captures with them, because you can upload things there that they're not sure about, and you'll get a lot of community help, and a lot of really nice folks will step in and share what they've got with you, and it's just a great community, one of the nicer EVP communities I've run into out there. And that's for her research forum, and yeah, well, it's a great place. I mean, I have a lot of good things to say about that particular board, and Christine does a great job with it. I haven't seen how she's doing. I know she had a lot going on, and she's done a couple of shows this year, but not a lot going on over there. And so I'm hoping all is well with her end. So I guess he is done for today. Anyway, you know, EVP-wise, we have got a ton of evidence to go ahead and post from the Hornet event. And we're going to be doing this month. I had a lot on the plate for this month. I was going to be doing some stuff in Nevada. And frankly, this illness thing just took the wind right out of my sails. And so my planning and all the things I normally do several weeks ahead of time got just knocked right out of the water. So I'm going to try to salvage what I've got for the month. But we are going to be doing ourselves here at GRI. We are going to be doing some an investigation up at the Truckee Hotel on October 30th. So I'm going to line up myself and a couple of other investigators to go up there. And be the October 30th, we're going to bring in Halloween at this hotel. And supposedly it's extremely haunted. I have not gotten a case file on this particular site yet. But from what Renee Martin, who is a new investigator with us, tells me, it is extremely active at this place. And we're going to definitely throw some of the new equipment at this. We're going to try the EM pump, throw the 360 mic that we have in at it, and a few other goodies. Karen, you're welcome to come along, and the price is right. I think we got a great deal on the rooms, so if you want to get a hold of me, you can definitely come along, major hint. So if we can get you, to come out, I have that Friday off, by the way, so I'll be able to actually pick someone up at the airport if they want to come out and hunt with us, and take it from there. So it's a long weekend for me. It will be a one-night investigation only, and then we'll have to come back and file the evidence and just work on what we have. But definitely it will be an interesting event. So, you can't hear BTR, the most hated one? Well, I can see you very clearly, though. You've got your upper caps going full tilt there. So how about that? Is it a little bit better? I hope that's a little bit better for you. BTR, most heated, O-N. Yeah, I've been a little bit sick, as you can tell. I'm not real clear. And anyway, so the Truckee Hotel investigation is coming up on the 30th, and we're going to be 3 to 4 investigators strong on this one. We may even have a guest investigator there. We will have a psychic there with us. One of the Renee Martinez is going to be a psychic, and she'll be basically independently pointing out some of the different things from the other investigators. So we're going to rotate teams in and do a pretty nice investigation. Well, it'll be going on, I think, from probably about 11:30 at night on until about 4:30, and then we'll call it a night and gather our evidence and go sleep it off, and then get up the next morning and disperse, and hopefully we'll get some help in analyzing the evidence. Usually I end up with the whole thing. So, thank you, I'm so cute. Right now I don't feel cute, Kathy. I feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck. And I think it backed over me and then it did a 360 and then hit me again. So, anyway, and I'm still looking at this thing I bought. Just in case some of you guys didn't hear, I bought a geophone. And so, you know, I may try to actually go the full distance with this show. I mean, I think I might be able to pull off till 9:30 if you guys can handle my voice being this bad. And maybe if I can get somebody to call in and help me out, I'm going to beg for somebody to call me because I could sure use a cohort here tonight. The number is 646-478-0377. So I'll watch the switchboards and see if somebody out there will take pity on this poor guy trying to rescue his show from his no-show guest. He didn't make it. And see if we can get somebody to call in. So 646-478-0377. So if I don't get anybody by 9 o'clock, I'm going to wrap the show early. But because I need some help talking. And my voice is just giving out. So call, Kathy, call. I could use Kathy. She's a sweetheart. She's a great co-host and a host of her own show. So. Oh, boy, I'm going to take a drink here. That is so much better. I'm watching to see if anybody comes on. Anyway, so we are going to be doing this great thing with this investigation coming up. I am wondering, okay, Kathy, you're going to call me on here. Hold on, if I could give you a hug. I'm going to watch for you. I've got that going on. So I'm watching the switchboard. And we're going to try to do one more investigation earlier this month. I'm going to see about getting out to Nevada once again prior to the Truckee investigation, which will be actually in California. But we're going to try to get out to Nevada to do an investigation at a hotel in Virginia City. And I've got enough evidence to do a presentation to our friends at the Gold Hill Hotel that we had hit in late May. And we had apparition sightings and all manner of EVP recorded, along with just some strange personal experiences. I had a door actually grabbed from my hands, and I got in a tug of war with an invisible entity on the back door to the miner's cabin where we were staying. So. That was an experience, and I'm not going to forget anything soon. Okay, I think that's Kathy calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and pop her on. Kathy, are you there? Hello? Let me try that again.
Hello? John? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I didn't blast your ear, did I?
No. I've got a pretty advanced studio here. It's just it took a little remembering where everything was. I was off so long sick, I've forgotten all my procedures. I just happened to remember everything, and I'm still getting over this bug. Oh.
Oh, I can barely hear you.
Oh, how about now? Is that a little better?
Oh, much better, yes.
Okay, yeah, you know what, I've got a new Shure SM7 mic, and it's a little more directional, so if I get off mic, it really tells me about it. It's not as forgiving as my first one. But hey, it's good to be back, and I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here.
Oh, bless your heart. Darren and I have been just feeling for you, bless your heart, poor thing.
Well, you know what? I laid there in my recliner and watched all these reruns of things, and I tried to read, but I just could not pull myself to do it. Except I did get one book read, which was I got that novel. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was the guy who did, I'm trying to think of the name of the books here. He did a book about a character by the name of Robert Langdon, looking for the grave of Mary. It was he's chasing the Holy Grail. I'm trying to remember this. And he ended up across all these historical sites all across Europe. Well, he did a new book, and he did Angels and Demons as his second book, and then they did a movie about that. Well, the new book just came out. And I'm so tired right now, I can't even remember the name right now, but it's I read it. It's a really good book. And I cruised through that, and a lot of interesting concepts and things about how thoughts are things, and meditation and things like that. So definitely a different take. Very good book. So I'm not off rambling on, but hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I've had this through myself.
Oh my God!
Like
When did it hit you?
Not like you, though.
Yeah. When did you have it?
It hit me Sunday, and I was with it only for a couple of days. But I do have a cough that's left from it. Oh no! Not like you. You sound rough. Bless your heart.
Oh man! I tell you, it hit me and my mother. She got it the day after I did, and it just knocked us for, end over tea kettle. I mean, I lost my voice last Friday. I mean, I had no voice. I had a squeak. It was about all I could put out, so I had to cancel the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum show and tried to get in and make it work somehow a couple of days in a row. Tried to make it happen and just couldn't, and I finally had to postpone it till October 10th. So I haven't heard back from them.
I could never imagine you with the squeak. You just got that low, sexy voice, and I can't imagine you with the squeak.
Oh, it was a squeak. I'm telling you, I was like, oh, this is not good. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, oh. I was eating some something to drink. I was talking about that, but funny. So now I got the humor about it all. But you know what? When men get sick, we just turn into babies. And I was sitting there just feeling really sorry for myself. And I had a squeak, and it wasn't good. And I couldn't be on my show, which I was missing terribly. There's something about this microphone. I don't know. You with your own show, you know the drill. I mean, once you start doing shows, it's pretty addicting.
Yeah.
So you feel bad when you can't make a show and you've got guests and you have to reschedule them, and you're affecting their lives. And it's really tough.
Making them go deaf before their time.
Well, it's funny. I don't know. Have you noticed? Have you had any? excuse me. Have you had any recent paranormal experiences going on?
Here lately.
Yeah.
I really have in the past few days. It's like something has opened up, because I'm not the only one that's felt it. And for me, it hit about Saturday. It was like all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one.
Who else are you aware of?
Oh gosh, there's been a few that's talked about just weirder happenings than normal, and I don't blame it on the Mercury retrograde. I don't know that much about that thing, but and that thing keeps on coming back around and seems to create havoc on a lot of things like your. Your equipment and stuff like that, which is fine, but when it starts messing with your mind, then don't mess with me. Just go away. But no, it's been like it's done things like stronger EVPs for some reason, and weirder sounds that it's just been so strange.
Yeah,
psyche has just opened up too.
Well, you know what? It's when I walked out, I looked out over the Sierras from my place here, and the full moon was coming up, And so it was funny. There is yesterday I looked up at the moon and there was a full conjunction going on. It looked like it looked like it was probably Jupiter. Was about 20 degrees away from the moon, and so from our view, that's what you could see was this conjunction going on. And I've kind of talked about it before on the show, where we've had folks, we've challenged people to keep an eye out, especially during full moons, for paranormal activity to go on the increase. So that's kind of why I was asking about that, because I had my own experience this morning here in the studio. With the hair raising, literally hair raising events in here in the very spot I'm sitting at now. But I'm noticing that a lot. I've been asking people to kind of take a note of what's happening and then ask them about it when they, I have them on. So your EVPs got stronger.
Yeah, they seem to be getting more frequent and that's probably what it is the full moon, because I have been asking. I have felt strange, within myself, much less somebody else. But there's been a few of us, like Sal and Cindy from the Shamers. They've been experiencing more spiritual EVPs and things like that, more than normal. But they said this is about normal for this time of the year, so. I'm kind of with Karen on the weather being cooler, and they're up there in New York, so it is cooler up there, a lot cooler. So.
Yeah, I think with people being more inside, too, and especially if you're in a building that's extremely prone to activity like the Shanley, I do think that there'd be more of that kind of thing going on. But I'll tell you what, it's just a, we've had a quiet time of it for the last 6 weeks here on the ranch. Usually it's just kicking butt, and things went just kind of dead on us. My mother and I were keep asking each other, "Have you seen anything?" Nope, I didn't see anything. And so this morning it was kind of refreshing to have a paranormal event for once. I kind of got nuts again. I think, well, gee, did they abandon me? I mean, where'd they go? And enough. Well,
I think it's Halloween.
Well, I think somebody came along to just tell me, "Hey, it's good to see you back in the studio." It felt good back. I mean, I really was missing this chair and this microphone. So, to my ghostly friends out there, and I've got the EM pump is still running. I haven't had anything happen yet, so we're waiting to see. For those of you who don't know what an EM pump is, it's a device that Bill Chappell from Digital Dowsing built these, and he gave us past customers a screaming deal for $55 so we could buy one of these. So I got mine September 25th, pulled it out of the box, grabbed a 9-volt battery, and immediately set about trying to use it. And we're waiting to see what it's going to do. But we're going to take this along on investigations and try to use it as a kind of a lure to bring them in. So we're going to hit hot spots and start trying to see if it makes a difference. And supposedly the Ghost Adventures crews had quite good luck with it, so we're going to see how that goes. But
I didn't know that you were having Alejandro on your show until I got here. So see, I came to listen to you, not Alejandro, but I love him. He's a great person. I go to listen to his show a lot. So
I was surprised you didn't show. I got a confirmation from him the other day. I saw him on briefly on Gmail, and figured he'd give me a confirmation back. I sent a letter and had the full show notes ready and everything, and he just never showed. So I was a little worried, but, this is the third time it's happened to me, so I'm getting used to dealing with it, although this is the first time I've come back and my voice is trying to destroy me here. But Kathy, there's one thing I've never asked you is how did you get into all of this? Let's make this a little bit about you. I'll interview you.
I lived in a haunted house in Carolina. On and off, grew up there in the country, and it wasn't because all we had to do was just sit around and twiddle our thumbs. True, but being a kid, you could always play in the dirt and have imagination with that. But, I was a tomboy, so I could take one of those little cars and pretend I'm out on the road with one of those on the dirt road. But anyway, no, I just, you know, things like that never crossed my mind, but I've always been intuitive. I was born that way, and so I've always spoke to spirit, and that's how I've always been involved in things like that. I used to think, wouldn't it be fantastic if spirits could talk across on a telephone? And right after my husband passed away 2 years ago, I used to, you know, one of the people that worked with Christine, and Christine had just started her forum, said that she knew somebody named Christine that was doing, you know, telephone communications. And I said, oh, my God, that is something since I was a kid. I always wondered if that, you know, could be possible. Because, you know, electricity running through lines and everything else. And I had an uncle that had, you know, a lightning come down and hit him in the ear and made him go deaf. So I'm a weird child. I've always thought weird things. I just thought that was just another weird thought until I met Christine. And we started doing that and got great results. And
phone EVP. Now, you know what? I've heard of that. I've heard of it being done, and I've had some limited things where I've picked up voices that should not have been on a telephone in the past. But can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, how does that work, and what were your experiences?
Sure. Well, what we do is we get no more than a room full of, well, like a conference room full of about no more than six. We like to keep it low-key as far as maybe no more than four, but we've had it up to six, and everybody will have their recorders on. And so with everyone recording, there's no way that you can actually say, okay, so they put that on there from some, or it bled through another one, you know, through the tape from behind or something. There's no way you can do that because there's six
yeah.
of us at the most recording the same thing. And you can actually hear the spirits speaking on the phone because what we do is we all get together, we put our energy together, our thoughts together. We have a memorial page where we concentrate on that one person that we're trying to talk to, somebody's loved one that's passed. And that's how it usually brings them in. But you have to, what we found out, and it's true, it's actually been proven true with how we do it, is you've got to keep it, like say we were doing it every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You had to keep up the regular pace because if you didn't, you'd get the spirits confused too. I mean, they will get confused. Like, oh, God, here they come. They're not coming at the right time, so what do we do? I don't know, but it just doesn't, you know. You have to keep a promise to them. They're keeping a promise to you by being there. So, and we always thank them.
Yeah, and do you still regularly do kind of a scheduled EVP type thing?
Yeah, but and we all still do that, but we don't do the telephone communication anymore because Christine's been so busy moving up to Canada and everything. But yes, Darren, we've gotten a few that but not many. Only maybe a couple, and we did it for like 6 months straight. And it wasn't just, we had three major ones at one time, and it was Christine, and it was Debbie Caruso, and it was Summer Allen. And all three of them, they had the high-tech equipment, and they would, you know, play it at the same time, and then they'd roll it back to us because we weren't that familiar with, you know, how to go about recording from the telephone until we learned better. But, yeah, we did get a few that were ones that we couldn't identify, but we had it posted into the forum. You remember that, don't you, John?
Yeah,
we post them in the forum and say, is this anybody that y'all recognize? Because it's no one that we do. It's none of our loved ones that we know of.
Yeah, and that's the part I always that is we sometimes you'll get I've had where I think I've gotten relatives, but more often than not, you'll get these you know, you'll think in your mind, you think it's going to be one thing, and then you ended up with somebody completely different than you thought. And what's weird is so many different spirits will come in at a particular site you tend to frequent. You know, we get a lot of, you know, like where I go, I get a lot of different names that come through, and they're very willing and forthcoming to talk about who they are. I mean,
yeah.
Is it the sort of same thing in your area? Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, well, maybe our thoughts, you know, when I first started working with Christine, I thought, well, maybe our thoughts can also transpire onto the recorder. And
yeah.
I after doing that, I said no, because the questions we asked were like point questions, and only that I knew or that she knew. And truly, like my husband, he came in 2 weeks. Maybe, I think it was 2 weeks after he passed, he came in. Well, him and I were into it anyway, so. But.
Were you surprised when you got him?
Yeah, I've got a bunch by him. And it's him, it's his voice.
So you were relieved that he was fine on the other side?
I beg your pardon?
You were really relieved to hear him?
Yes, I was tickled to death. Yes, I was. He was my heart and soul. It was rather soon. I think a lot of times the ones that come in quickly after they pass are the ones that believed in it to begin with. The ones that have a hard time getting through are the ones that think when you're dead, you're dead, and that's it. You know, and there's no afterlife. There's no nothing. You're just gone. And I think they're the ones that have the hardest time coming through on doing EVPs.
Yeah. That's the part that I still have yet to figure out with them. You know, it's telling the who's who in that part of the belief, you know, that they have. I tend to think the ones I'm getting are the real talkers who were, you know, were real spiritual to begin with. And we just have so
yeah.
many of them that come through with us, you know. But I've never figured out how it is I get so many. I don't know. I mean, you sound like you're the same way. You just get out there and they show up for you. You must get an awful lot.
I believe in the scientific side, too, but I do believe there is life after death. And but, you know, I'm still... Even with what I feel and what I know around me and who I can talk to, you know, in my own mind, the way I've always done and hear it on a recorder is just, to me, just fantastic. I love it. But I agree with Karen when she says true easier transition. No, my husband didn't die an easy transition. He had a massive heart attack several times before he passed. But... and then he went brain dead. So, no, he didn't have an easy transition. But bless his heart, he wasn't much of a talker, and that's what surprised me, but he talked a lot. Whenever I asked him something, he talked. I mean, he didn't go overboard, but he would interrupt somebody else if he had a point to make to me. but I have noticed those that do talk a lot, like I'm doing right now, will come through a lot easier, even if they don't believe. They'll try to make it a point to get across. But there's the ones that are quiet, like Christine's sister, Janet. She was quiet in life, and she didn't believe in all that. So I think those two kind of coincided together to where she doesn't come through much. Once in a blue moon.
It's probably very meaningful for her to do that and you know, get a message out. You know, there's obviously a reason she would say something.
I actually saw her... the weirdest thing, John, oh, I got to tell you this. The weirdest thing was I got this vision when we were recording on the telephone with everybody. It was like they were sitting at this table, and I could see this square box sitting in the middle, and they were all sitting around it trying to, you know, talking into it one at a time and say, you know, okay, you go ahead, you know. And it was all the ones that were gathered around for us, with us, to talk through this weird-looking box. And there were others standing against the wall, and I could see her sister leaning against the wall, and they're going, come on, Janet. And you could hear them on the thing, on the phone, saying, come on, Janet, because she was asking Janet a question. And I could see her going, no, I'm not talking in that thing. But it was hilarious. So I feel like they are doing just like we are, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's funny is I've I have a father who is an extreme paranormal skeptic, and you know, just before showtime tonight, he was giving me a hard time about doing the show. And he used to actually do autopsies in a state mental hospital when he was going through college. His dad ran was director of state mental health for the state of California, and so he is so anti ghost any or spirit anything like that. My mother and I have concluded that he is he has some kind of experience, and so I hope this is a long way off. You know, when the day comes that he does pass, and I wait a couple of weeks like you did, and I am hoping that he does make an appearance to me or is on EVP, because if I get a confirmation from him, I'm going to go, you know, I was right, and I'm going to make him say that I was right. So it's going to be a satisfying moment for me to see him after, you know, come to me going, yeah, okay. But let's talk about how you did this. He's going to still argue with me, but he's a professional arguer, that man. He's the most frustrating person to try to talk with. Yet I love him to death, you know? It's kind of weird, but...
We ought to get Christine up and about and getting back up that, telephone conference thing. That was so much fun. And make her keep on a schedule with it. And we'll start really getting some great results.
Yeah, you know, that would be interesting to do that. And then for one of those sessions to actually do a blog talk show tied into that and see what happens. You know?
Yeah, hey, that'd be great.
Yeah,
the point is when you do something like that and we found out, even if we mention it to a few people, it's like hordes of people come in and want to be a part of it. You know? It's hard to say no.
Yeah. Well, as far as what you do, you do EVP and all that, but do you actually go out to physical sites and try, do you hit graveyards? Do you hit private investigations?
That's what my husband and I were going to do before my legs went bad, but I had post-polio syndrome, but I did get to go to the Shanley. Couldn't climb the stairs good. I got to the second floor, but I couldn't get to the third. And I didn't get a chance to get all over the place like I wanted to, but I did get to get up there, and I was so proud of myself for, in a wheelchair, going around from plane to plane, and, hey, I was treated like royalty.
So they hauled you around from place to place. That's way to go.
They rushed me. They held a plane for me so they could get me on, because I was running late from plane to plane because I had to change planes. But, they treated me really good. It was just a pain in my butt because, having to switch from a wheelchair to, and they wanted me to climb these little stairs and all, so that was rough. But, yeah, I had a good time.
Well, it's funny with EVP work, you can go just about any place. And I've even done just random experiments just to see where, where could I get something. And I always carry my recorder with me, and I've found that I could get EVPs almost anywhere. And Debbie Constantino was one of the guests on the show here some time back, and she talked about that. She got one sitting in her car outside of an Albertsons in Nevada, and spirit
popped in. I put it in my house.
Yeah. That's what happens to me. And this thing this morning, somebody dropping in on me like that, unexpectedly, and I literally had goose pimples. I've never had that before. It was so cool. You should have been here. It rocked. I was sitting there doing, whoa. Every hair was standing straight out, and I'm going, that is so neat. How does that work? How do they do that? I still find the whole thing fascinating. Here I've been doing this, sensing spirits my whole life, and I still get excited when I have a contact like that. I don't know what it is, but it's just never gotten old for me. I don't know. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, you've always been. I felt that you've always been good at it, and I want to ride in your red car. You still got that car?
Yeah, actually, I have a newer one. I have a 2005 Mustang Fastback, and it's my pride and joy, and her name is Sarah. And I love driving in that car. It's a lot of fun. And as a matter of fact, if Karen happens to get out here, she'll be able to take a ride in it and go to the investigation. I mean, she's been wanting that too. So, but if you can get out here, Kathy, I will come pick you up and you can ride
in
my car.
In California.
You can get out
I'm
here.
I'm in Virginia.
I know, but if you can find a way to do it, I'll get out here and want to ghost hunt in Placerville. I can take you around. And,
wow.
You can,
got a place for me to stay, too?
You can find some places around here. We got plenty of room in California, despite the fact that our budgets are in such bad shape. I think we could do that. Well, hey, let's see. We're coming up on the 9:26, and we've got about 4 minutes left in the show. What are you doing in the near future? I mean, as far as investigations or your radio show, can you elaborate on that?
I live vicariously through everyone else, like you, and just have a ball, and I have my own show, Distant Echoes now, and I love that too. And it's a paranormal show. It consists of so many different things. I mean, to me, paranormal is anything that's out of the norm, and that can mean anything from metaphysics to UFOs to ghosts to mind readers or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. Well, are you? When is that show on?
It's on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want you on, John.
Okay, Tuesdays. I'm at work usually, so that would be 2
well,
o'clock.
I'm not going to make any time. It's my show.
What's that?
I said I can make it any time. It's my show. It's whenever you have time. I'll work around your schedule.
I'll tell you what. I'll take you up on that. Once my voice is fully recovered here in the coming week, we could work a time out, and I would be love to come on your show.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I'll give you I'll pop you a mail through Blog Talk, and then we'll just set up a time, and I will be more than pleased to come on. I'll bring some good EVPs with me, and we can talk cases and all kinds of stuff. So I'd be more than honored.
Oh, cool. We're having like a little EVP thing with Christine and Karen. I think it's Karen Mossy and Vicki Talbot.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'll bring some of my best stuff, and we'll make a 90 minutes or whatever the time is out of that, and have a great time.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, we're
the whole time with you.
You got a deal, my friend, and then I will reciprocate and have you on with a more formally planned show. And thank you for coming in and rescuing us, because I was just at the end of my tether.
I hope you feel better.
I will. I'm going to go in and get some coffee and just kick back. But we're going to go ahead and get down here through the show notes here. Terry J is going to be on this week, an intuitive messenger and counselor, and she'll be our special guest. And she's at terryj.com, TerriJay.com. And I so rudely interrupted you, though, but I wanted to thank you, too, for being on. And I appreciate you coming in. You still there with us? Kathy? She still shows to be on. Oh, she popped off on me. So, anyway, we got 30 seconds left, and we're going to go ahead and end it. And I wanted to thank both Kathy and Karen for being on with us and being troopers, my two cheerleaders that we hit tonight. And so my voice is giving out, and we will be again on next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll have Terry J on. She's going to be doing some, I'm not sure she'll be doing psychic readings with us, but she popped on and asked me if to be a guest on the show, and so I graciously said yes, and we'll see what she's got to talk about. She does talk about some things to do with people who have Alzheimer's and communicating with them. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Interesting subject. And so this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off, and we will see you next week.
We'll be right back.